Podcast Network Asia.
Na ang mundong ito, hindi ito unahan. Kumbaga may kanya-kanya tayong timeline. Huwag mong iisipin na nahuli ka na. Huwag mong iisipin na parang may nauna na sa'yo. Ang importante, ginagawa mo lahat na makakaya mo para maabot mo yung mga pangarap mo. Kumbaga patience, isa yan sa pinanghawakan ko. Kailangan mo nang magbigay ng mahabang pasensya sa ginagawa mo. Don't expect na mabilis yung resulta.
And good evening. Welcome to another RJ Ledesma podcast. It is a muggy Tuesday evening. I know it's been pretty hot for all of us, so I hope you're all keeping cool there at home. Very happy to report to all of you that I've already gotten my second job for my vaccination. It's a job well done. Again, thanks so much to the LGU of Makati, Mayor Abby Binay, Vice Mayor Monique Lagdamea. Thanks so much for the free job. Really appreciate it. If you've all got access to getting that job, get the job right now para sa bayan, para sa kalusugan, para sa pamilya, at para sa ekonomiya. And with that, welcome again to the RJ Ledesma podcast. Thanks so much for joining us with another episode still in ECQ. But I hope that you've all been learning so much from the podcast. In the meantime, for those who are listening to us for the first time in the RJ Ledesma podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs and learn more about how they think about business. What are their success secrets, and can we hack those success secrets? How have they innovated their businesses during this pandemic? And what opportunities do they see emerging during this new normal or during this next normal? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please do let me know. I would love to have them here on the show. In fact, our guests from this evening are people who dropped me a message, told me more about their company. I wanted to learn more about what they do right now, especially how they advertise and use digital marketing in the new normal. I want to find what their secret sauce is. So please stay on for our next guest. We are also live right now on Kumu, CBRC TV, Global Pinas TV, and now the Bounce Back Network. Tonight, we talk to our friends from iAdvertise Solutions. Now, iAdvertise Solutions is a very young but very dynamic marketing agency, which makes a very bold claim that they are proud to have 80,000 experts ready to help you unleash your maximum digital potential organically. So very interesting. I want to find out more as to what their secret sauce is, how they are growing their business. So tonight, I brought over two of their guests. First of all, their CEO, Rainer Cadiz. Rainer began the business at the ripe old age of 19. And along with Rainer, we have also as well the Chief Marketing Officer, Mr. Jerome Operio. Now, according to them, they specialize in providing digital numbers and key performance indicators across Facebook, YouTube, and websites. And their main goal is to help aspiring content creators achieve their dreams by giving them a head start that they need through Facebook shares, YouTube views, and YouTube subscribers throughout their community of 680,000 members. Now, I would love to see this. With that, can I please welcome on the show right now, Rainer and Jerome. Rainer, Jerome, welcome to the RJ Ledesma podcast.
Hello, RJ. Hello, hello. I'm very excited guys. To be hello. Here. Maraming salamat sa invitation.
But you seem to be very, I like it. You're holding in your excitement right now, Jerome and Rainer, habang ginagawa natin to. So Rainer, ito muna. Sabi mo, you began this company at 19 years old. Ilang taon ka na ngayon?
22. I'm 22.
20, wow, 22. So you are a very, yes. Very young CEO. And what this reminds me of is the last time, I don't know kung nakita mo yung previous episode ko, nakasama ko si Glenda Victorio of Brilliant Skin Essentials, 23 years old, millionaire CEO, producing her own products. And oftentimes, the biggest question, because sa mga hindi pa nakakaalam o mga kaedad ko, you know, they know I used to do a commercial called Royal Through Orange. I'm 46. And you're 22. And people are thinking, wow, can a 22-year-old actually run a big company? And the question I say this is because usually, iniisip ng mga tao, in my generation, you know, you need to build your stripes. Dapat may pinagdaanan ka para pwede kang maging isang CEO. Eh, pero ngayon, you can be very young and you can put up your own company. And I think that's because many of us think that noon, kami tinatawag na digital immigrants. natuto kami mag-internet. Buhay pa kami na may dial-up pa or wala pang email. Eh kayo, nabuhay na kayo. You've been living in a digital world. So, what exactly makes it easier right now for younger people like yourself to actually put up a company and make it successful? What do you think?
Nung nag-start ako mag-negosyo, 15 years old pa lang ako noon.
Ah, 15
and
ka pa?
Siyempre, I myself, parang siyempre hindi ako naniniwala sa sarili ko na parang imposible ang bata-bata ko. Parang imposible na makasabay ako sa mga matatanda or sa mga batikan na sa pag-negosyo. And sa dumaan yung panahon, no? Sa pagne-negosyo ko kung ano-ano yung mga binenta ko, mga sapatos, mga relo, t-shirt, kumbaga unti-unting nabuo sa akin na kumbaga hindi basehan yung edad sa pagne-negosyo. Ang mahalaga yung ano, yung puso mo and yung pagmamahal mo sa ginagawa mo and kung ano yung nakikita mo, kung gaano kalayo, gaano kataas yung nakikita mo sa negosyong binubuo mo. So, starting nung mga panahon na nakakabenta na ako, kahit papaano, nagkakaroon ako ng income, dun lumakas yung loob ko na sabi ko, kaya kahit, kasi syempre, natural thinking, syempre nung dati, nung bata pa ako, parang lahat na nakikita ko nagde-negosyo, more than 30 years old, 35, 40, parang sabi ko, ang imposible naman na makapag-create ako ng kumpanya ganitong edad. Pero simula nung naranasan ko na parang nakikita ko, tinanong ko yung sarili ko noon na ano ba yung ginagawa ng mga matatanda na hindi ko kayang gawin? So parang doon nabuo yung question sa akin na lahat naman ng bagay natututunan, lahat ng nangyayari or experience na naranasan nila, kaya mo rin gawin or kaya mo rin ma-experience kahit nasa batang edad ka pa lamang. So, kumbaga, doon nabuo yung ano, yung tatag ng loob na mag-start ng sariling negosyo at kumpanya.
At hindi lang sariling negosyo, kundi digital marketing agency. And that's a pretty big word from sa pagbebenta ng sapatos. Ngayon, nagbebenta ka ng, kumbaga, advertising, di ba? Advertising solution. Pero bago niyan, let me give Jerome some airtime naman. Jerome, ikaw naman, para hindi to test, no? But I want to know, ito ay isang elevator pitch. You are there, binabenta mo yung iAdvertise Solutions. Nakita tayo sa isang elevator. What would you tell me, what does iAdvertise Solutions do?
Ay, kumbaga, si iAdvertise Solutions, nandun na lahat eh. Sir, kailangan ba ng followers, subscribers, or anything na digital, anything na nasa social media? Lahat yan kami provide.
Okay. So help me better understand, because my former life is as a brand manager. So I'm very used to that one. And the metrics that we use to measure is that yung conversion rate, how many people actually buy the product. So for you, are you more concerned with creating content or are you more concerned as to having people watch that content or how making people watch the content that people are creating? San ba kayo? Where do you fall under?
Kasi diba, for the past decades, years, lahat ng marketing agency or advertising agency, they create content. Pero ang kulang sa kanila, even gaano ka-creative, gaano kaganda yung content mo, ang kulang is the numbers. So doon namin nakita na, si iAdvertise, posibleng maging solusyon to sa mga magaganda nga yung contents, kaso kulang sa mga numbers at saka sa mga naaabot na reach ng mga contents nila. So si iAdvertise, katangi-tangi at nag-iisang marketing agency na kumbaga kami lang yung kaya makapagbigay ng guaranteed results on any contents.
Okay, so what the company is really focusing on is in terms of whatever content is produced, your job is to make sure that people watch that content, right? Or follow that content. So once they follow that content, your business, what's your business model over there? Paano kayo kumikita ng pera?
Nag-create kami ng community through MLM, which is iWatch PH International. So yung community namin, sila yung parang marketing arm ng iAdvertise. So ang nangyari, pag mayroong mga brands, may mga companies, may mga influencers na gustong mapag-grow yung mga social media platforms nila, ilalapit nila sa iAdvertise, i-app namin sa system, and then the community, sila yung magsusubscribe, sila yung magla-like, manunood, magpapakilala ng mga produkto, mag-share, magbebenta.
So your job is to help generate the likes, the shares for them. Then after that is done, they are able to go back now to, I guess, advertisers and say, or whoever, say, look, I have these numbers. that I can monetize na my page. Ganyan ba yan?
Correct. Yes. Tama. Oh, marami kaming mga clients na mga starting vloggers pa lang, hindi pa monetize yung channel nila. Pero dahil dumaan sila sa iAdvertise, na nagkaroon ng ads yung YouTube channel nila, nagkaroon sila ng mga followers, may mga continuous na nanonood ng mga videos nila. So for us, napakasarap nung din isipin kasi we all know na yung mga Pilipino, di ba, we are very creative. Ang daming magagaling pero ang kulang sa atin, hindi natin alam kung paano natin ito ipapakilala. So through the help of iAdvertise Solutions, we help even small businesses, mga maliliit na mga influencer, try namin na ipakilala yung pangalan mo, yung contents mo, yung mga videos mo through iAdvertise Solutions.
Okay, I got that. So let's talk a bit more about iAdvertise Solutions in a bit. And what I really want to go back to here right now is discussing how you moved, I guess, no, Rainer, na paano ka nagsimula sa negosyong pagbebenta ng sapatos, di ba? Sabi mo kanina, diyan ka nagsimula, di ba? Nung 15 ka, di ba? At paano ka naman napadpad naman dito sa negosyong iAdvertise? What was your journey there? And more importantly, how did you discover the problem that needed to be solved? Because that's usually the question I ask people. Pag ikaw ay isang entrepreneur or if a startup business, I ask them, what problem were you trying to solve? How did you come across that? Can you make pakikwento sa akin yung entrepreneurial journey mo?
So nag-start ako when I was 15 years old. Yung sinabi ko kanina, nagbebenta ng mga sapatos, relo, pumunta ako Divisoria, bibili ako ng t-shirt, tapos ibebenta ko ng mas mahal lang unti through online. So pinapatong ko siya unti-unti. And then siguro months after, napasok ako sa isang MLM company. And then doon ako gustong na-build, kumbaga yung personality ko, yung thinking ko sa pagnenegosyo, sa MLM talaga na buo, sa multi-level marketing. So I am very, very thankful with this industry. And as time passes by, 3 years ako, 3 years ako nasa MLM, dik-dik sa trainings, ako yung nakikipagsiksikan sa mga training programs ng mga kung sino-sino, mga trainers, mga speakers. Kumbaga, ako gigil na gigil, kung may bagong matututunan, sige, punta ko dyan. Kumbaga, basta kakaya ko, pupuntahan ko basta matuto ako.
Ah, okay, so bale, yung ginawa mo, if you don't mind me interrupting you, no, is ginamit mo yung mga natutunan mo sa multi-level marketing, the innovation from that industry, nagamit mo dito sa iAdvertise. Because ayan po ay isang, Josiah Goh of Man Smith and Feeders used to say, yung innovation comes from taking something from another industry and then bringing that into another industry. Kunyari, something that does not belong to that industry, kinukuha mo at kinetransplant mo dito. Because you also remind me of the example of another friend of mine, si iFranchise, exactly the same background. She came from the industry of MLM and she used the MLM model, the multi-level marketing model, ginamit naman niya sa franchising industry. So in other words, you learned a lot from the MLM industry. Okay, after that one, you were there for 3 years. You could have stayed in the MLM industry, but you eventually left it. Why did you leave MLM when it was doing very, very well for you?
Kung nag-start ako na ma-open sa yung possibility na pwede ko bang pwede ba kaming magkaroon ng isang negosyo na hindi ka parehas ng ibang MLM company. Kumbaga kasi over the past decades, 20 years, 1990s, 1980s, wala nang bago sa industriya ng multi-level marketing. So nung nag-meet kami nila Jerome, napag-usapan namin itong negosyo na to. Tinong namin siya sa ano yung pwedeng maging bago? Ano yung pwedeng maging kakaiba naman sa industriya na to na over the past years kasi lahat ng nasasalihan namin, lahat ng mga naranasan namin, lahat ng nangyayari sa loob, pare-parehas. So, nung nag-uusap kami nila, Jerome, tinong namin siya sa ano ba yung trend ngayon? Kung nasan ba yung mga tao ngayon? So, unang-unang pumasok sa isip namin, social media, YouTube, Facebook. So, naggumawa kami ng isang business structure. Papaano namin pagdudugtong ang MLM and advertising through social media?
Interesting.
So, okay. Nabuo si iAdvertise with the help of iWatchPH International. Kasi without iWatchPH International, wala kaming community. So, ginamit namin ang industriya ng MLM to grow the community and maging marketing arm namin sila para mapalawak.
What is the purpose of community of iWatch? What does it do?
iWatchPH International, MLM siya, multi-level marketing. And ang kinaibahan nito, maraming paraan para kumita. We have 22 ways of earning, all online, purely online. Pwede kang, once na naging part ka ng community, pwede kang magbenta ng bahay lupa, pwede kang mag-e-loading, pwede kang magbenta ng mga produkto, pwede kang maging advertiser, pwede kang manood ng commercials, mag-share. Kumbaga, nagbibigay kami ng pangkabuhayan sa mga Pilipino na naghahanap ng pagkakakitaan sa murang halaga.
Lahat ng industry pwedeng i-sell dito sa loob ng iWatch, even real estate, and soon, yung mga car motors.
Very interesting. Now, I want to go back a bit more because it's very interesting. I often find that the people who are the hardest working or have the most interesting, scalable, very expandable business structures are people who have come from the MLM industry. Marami silang natutunan sa MLM industry. In fact, one of my mentors, si Ton Luterio ng Filipino Homes, one of the biggest real estate sales companies in the country, no? Really came from a strong MLM background. What particularly do you learn from MLM that makes you different? What are the principles? What are the skills that you gain from MLM na nagagamit mo sa iba't ibang industriya?
Yes. Alam mo, RJ, yung pinaka-thankful akong araw ng buhay ko over the past 22 years, nung nakita ko yung post nung nag-refer sa akin na maging part ng MLM. Kumbaga doon nabago yung pananaw ko sa buhay. And ang kinagandahan kasi sa industriya ng MLM, trainings libre. Ang dami-daming trainings. Every single day, kung susulitin mo, ang daming taong gustong tumulong sa'yo. Ang daming taong gustong mag-train sa'yo. Kung may mga questions ka na about sa pag-present, about sa pakikipag-usap sa ibang tao. Kumbaga, lahat natatamaan eh. Lahat ng mga training. So, ang sarap isipin na sa industriya na to, hindi lang puro income yung pinag-uusapan. Yung trainings na nabibigay na magagamit mo in real life. Kumbaga, yun yung pinaka-importante sa akin kasi the income, mawawala eh. Pero yung natutunan ko sa MLM through the trainings of different speakers, mga na-attendan kong seminar, yun yung tumatak sa puso ko na nagamit ko right now.
What are these type of trainings? Because that's what I want to know. I mean, marami ka trainings ka, but then what particular trainings did you get? Number one, in terms of how to think about business. Number two, how to be able to grow the business. And number three, how to motivate people. Because that's the key thing I usually see sa MLM, di ba? How you structure the business, how you grow the business, and then how you also keep the people motivated. Can you share with me what you've learned that you were able to reuse? Ano nagamit mo sa MLM, natutunan mo sa MLM noon, na nagagamit mo dito ngayon sa iAdvertise?
For me, yung pinaka-importante na natutunan ko is the mindset. Kung paano nila binago yung mindset ko through the trainings. Kasi sa MLM, ang sasabihin sa'yo, mas importante ang mindset and attitude versus skills, which is until now nagagamit ko siya. Kasi yung skills na tututunan mo, kaya mo siyang baguhin within a week, kaya mo siyang matutunan within a month, but the mindset, the attitude, yan yung mahirap baguhin, which is kapag nabago ka through MLM trainings, lifetime na ano na yan, kumbaga lifetime na panghahawakan mo na yan every single day ng buhay mo. So for me, ayun, yung kung papaano, yung pananaw, kumbaga yung pananaw mo na even hindi mo pa naabot yung mga goals mo within a month, within a year, okay lang yan. Kasi mahaba pa yung oras, pagka mawawala ng mga pag-asa. Kumbaga yun yung yun tumatak sa akin na parang kahit hirap na ako sa pagne-negosyo. But because of MLM trainings na sinasabi palagi sa akin ng mga appliance ko, ng mga trainers ko, na hindi naman agad-agad makukuha mo. Hindi naman madali eh. Kumbaga, lahat ng may value sa mundong ito, kailangan mo rin mag-antay, kailangan mo rin magbigay ng value para makuha ito. And until now, yun yung dinadala ko na lahat ng bagay pinaghihirapan. Walang madali and walang mabilisan.
Hello, this is Agnes Ravacho, CEO at MDI Novaria Technologies. Come listen to My Digital Impact, where I talk about customer experience obsession with fellow business leaders, about relatable moments on customer excellence, and teachable experiences on customer service. My Digital Impact is available wherever you listen to your podcasts, powered by Podcast Network Asia. Check us out after listening to this one.
paano naman pagka-structure ng company? How does it make it different? How did you structure the company like an ML, multi-level marketing structure also for iAdvertise? Because I'm sure they also teach you, these are the company structure, these are the incentives that you create. What did you learn from that one that you were able to use? Because one set is, of course, mindset, but next also is the structure that you created. What structure did you create that you see is a successful, sustainable principle na nagagamit sa MLM, dito rin sa iAdvertise?
Ang kinagandahan kasi sa ano sa MLM industry, you have the people to move your products and services. So sa lahat ng MLMs dito sa Pilipinas, they will produce quality products, any products, mapasupplements yan, soaps, lotions, skincare. Ang kinagandahan sa business structure ng MLM, you have the people to move your products. So ang gagawin mo lang, put up your products, maglabas ka lang ng mga iba't ibang produkto, alagaan mo yung community to sell your products. So doon namin natutunan na for us to move the services of iAdvertise Solutions, kailangan muna natin mag-build ng sobra-sobra yung community. So that's what we did. So parang binid muna namin, hindi namin agad-agad na i-market ng sobra-sobra yung iAdvertise because syempre nung nag-i-start, ilan pa lang yung numbers. But because of yung pagdami ng community, dun na boost eh. Dun na boost and na build yung iAdvertise Solutions.
Okay. So, if I look at what you're doing, not you were trying to solve an underserved market or you were trying to solve the, how do you innovate? How do you use that innovation that you learned from MLM in another industry? And you figured out na magagamit yan dito sa social media by helping increase Facebook likes, by increasing YouTube views, I guess even by IG, right? By people liking on IG. But how did you convert? How did you convert that right now into getting more people to come in? How do you make money? How are you converting making money to the person who is part of the community? How is he making money from liking more Instagram, from watching more YouTube?
Yes, RJ. The community, they have 22 ways to earn. Marami silang paraan para kumita. Marami silang, kasi si iWatch Page International, maraming partners. So we have real estate partners, may mga e-loading partners, may mga pinapabenta sa amin. So ang ginagawa ng community for them to earn is to sell the products and services na meron si iWatch Page International.
Tell me how it was like, how it was a bit like Rainer, nung nagsistart pa kayo ng kumpanya. I mean, it wasn't that easy to start off the company, di ba? I mean, it's a new idea. I mean, you do MLM, people understand products, di ba? Selling products. But selling likes, selling views, I mean, it's not the same. So how were you able to build a company?
Si Jerome, magpapaturo lang sa akin dapat ng math yan, math subject. Kasi isang partner namin, may sasalihan kami ng ibang MLM. Kaya nangyari, na-late nang dating yung partner ko kasi ibang time schedule. Ang nangyari, nagkasabay si Jerome and si Joseph. Tapos habang nag-meeting kami ni Joseph, naririnig ni Jerome, sabi niya, ba't di lang kayo mag-start ng sarili ninyong negosyo? Total, magsisimula rin lang naman kayo. So doon, nag-come up. So, the struggle is
Jerome. Doon blow yung company.
Ah, so nag-coffee shop, so ang dami yung kaping na inom nung gabi niya. Kung ganyan.
Coffee shop na.
That's usually how it starts. That's a coffee shop na usapan niyan. How did it evolve na you, like you were said kanina, parang you were looking for that one place na you couldn't get? Paano napatpat sa social media?
Ano, RJ, nung nag-start, yung binubuo pa lang namin yung idea, part na talaga si iAdvertise. Pero, kumbaga ito yung main business eh. Ito yung, kumbaga, ito talaga yung pinaka-idea na nagsisimula kami. Pero the question, paano mangyayari si iAdvertise without the community? So, inisip muna namin, paano mabibuild yung community? So, wala na kami ibang naisip. Ang nakita lang namin is through MLM. So, with iWatch Page International, nabuild namin community. And then, dito na nabuo si iAdvertise Solutions.
Actually, naisip namin before, para maging loyal sa'yo yung distributor, syempre, kailangan nilang pay ng business, like mag-open ng business, magbayad, ganyan. So kaya namin naisip na itong advertising community kailangan magkaroon ng ano sa amin ng
commitment loyalty.
Commitment. So kaya namin binuo si iWatch. So unti-unti through the years, dahan-dahan naming binuksan yung iba't ibang company and nabuo yung system.
Pero alam mo
actually ngayon lang.
Oh, nung nag-i-start kami, grabe yung hirap.
Tell me a bit more about that one kasi I want to know more. Anong hirap na dinaanan ninyo to start the company? That's what people want to hear.
Imagine 19 ako, 20 si Jerome. And then ang tingin sa amin ng mga tao, pag may kausap kaming investor, may kausap kaming pinopropose namin yung pinipitch namin yung business, ang tingin sa amin, bata lang kayo. Bata lang kasi industriya, ba't ako maniniwala sa'yo? So kumbaga yun yung naging number one na struggle namin at that time. Yung thinking sa amin ng ibang tao na paano nyo makakayan, bata pa lang kayo, bago lang kayo sa industriya.
Actually, nung itong business nung pinipitch namin sa mga investor, talagang parang parang tinatawanan lang kami na paano nyo gagawin yan? Parang too much naman yan, na sobrang too big man yung platform nyo. Paano nyo magagawa yung mga ganyang bagay? Kumbaga, hindi sila naniniwala. Ang kaya kami nag-start ng small talaga, na unti-unti. Di ba, unlike sa mga ibang MLM company, kapag nag-put up sila ng MLM, go big agad eh. Start big agad. Kami, sinimulan namin, kami mismo as owner, yung nag-network, kami mismo yung leader, kami mismo yung nag-represent. And then kami rin mismo yung sa office.
Ano naging office ninyo nung time na wala pa kayong opisina? And how did you overcome also the idea na parang ang bata-bata pa ninyo, hindi nyo kaya magpatakbo ng negosyo? How did you overcome these obstacles?
Oh, grabe. Yan yung parang pinaka-anasan. Kasi kami, RJ, pares kami ni Jerome from UST kami. Polsci student kami. Magkaklase kami up to third year, mag-fourth year na kami. And then, naisipan namin mag-shift. Sabay kami na gusto na mag-shift to marketing. So, mag-fourth year na kami, nag-shift kami ng marketing ng sabay. So, tapos, nung
nag-enroll pa tayo nun eh.
Yung dahil nasabi mo siya, RJ, parang, kasi kami wala kami background daw to set up a corporate. Kumbaga company talaga, may mga hawakan kang empleyado. Kasi from being a student, tapos biglang meron kang empleyado na hawakan, kami nga never namin magtrabaho sa isang kumpanya. Kaya parang kami hindi namin alam paano yung business structure. So, nung nag-start kami, ang hinanap lang namin, kumbaga, yung nakikita namin na makakatulong sa amin, yung mga magagaling na nakikita namin, for example, IT, multimedia, and nag-start kami, isa lang support namin. Tapos yung opisina namin sa Tomas Morato, sobrang liit lang.
25 square meter.
Oo, 25 square meters.
Talagang hindi pwede pumado ng sabay-sabay, kailangan by schedule. Kasi sobrang liit talaga ng office, pagpasok mo, kita mo agad kami lahat. Ganun eh. Struggle.
And then how was it like when you were getting your first set of clients? What was the biggest challenge that you had when you were starting off the business?
Kasi ang mga una naming mga clients is syempre yung iWatchers. Ito yung parang una naming binild, yung iWatch Pitch International. So ang ginawa namin is nag-find kami ng mga leaders, naganap kami ng mga taong makakatulong para mapag-grow yung negosyo. So kumbaga, inunti-unti namin kami mismo. Kasi di ba ang typical MLM company structure, yung mga may-ari, hindi sila yung maghahanap ng mga leaders, hindi sila yung maghahanap ng mga distributors nila. Pero kami nung nag-start kami mismo makikipag-meeting, kakausapin yung mga distributors. And ganun kami nag-start para, kumbaga, wala kasi kaming tatlo lang eh. Nag-start, Jerome, Joseph ako, kaming tatlo lang magtutulungan para makahanap. So, kumbaga, wala kaming any connections kasi yung ibang MLM company, yung mga may-ari, more than 10 years na yung background nila sa industriya. So, ang dami na nilang kakilala agad once nag-start sila ng MLM company. Pero ang hirap sa amin, kasi syempre, bago pa lang, bata, walang kilala. So, kami mismo nagpo-post, nagme-message, nakikipag-coffee shop.
Ako, nahanap ko lahat ng leaders ko sa pag-online selling ko eh. Oh, dito ka, mag-network ka dito.
Yung mga online dati, selling mo, Jerome, para sa iWatch or ikaw mismo, yung sarili mo?
Before talaga, more on online na ako since high school eh. Kung ano-ano, shoes, cellphone, buy and sell, phone cases, lahat. Nagbebenta ko na kung ano, barbecue, ganyan. More on business na talaga ever since. So lahat ng mga kilala ko dun sa mga industry na yun, sila yung mga pinag-aaya ko na dito kayo, mag-join kayo, gawin natin yung business na to, maganda to. And doon ako nag-start.
So, may punto pa sa negosyo ninyo? Kasi syempre, nung nagsimula kayo ng negosyo, I'm sure it wasn't easy. May punto na gusto nyo mag-give up muna? I mean, it was really, really hard. Was there a point tell me about those times na parang feeling mo, ayoko na kasi talagang mahirap na to. All entrepreneurs go through that.
Alam mo, RJ, kumbaga, eto, palagi ito, ako sa sarili ko, palagi ito natatanong. Kasi parang kung ako lang, mag-isa, wala si Jerome, wala si Joseph, kumbaga, wala na. Wala na itong iWatch, wala itong i-advertise. Kasi ang maganda sa amin, parang may nahihirapan na isa. May problema yung isa, even mapagod to. Andiyan yung dalawa para sumalo. So parang ang nangyayari, even may napanghinaan ng loob, may struggles, may mga personal problems, may ibang tao, kasi tatlo kami may-ari, may ibang tao ang tutulong sa'yo, which is yun yung kina-grateful ko with this company na parang buti na lang, tatlo kami.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So you were backing each other up, but was there a point that you wanted to give up in the business na, you know, something... Or there's no failures that you had? Na walang malaking failure that you guys encountered on the way na setback?
No. Failures, sobrang dami. Dami. Pinagdaanan,
dun,
problema,
kumbaga
system.
Kumbaga doon kami natuto eh.
Oh, what was the biggest failure that you had? Where you had the biggest lesson which really helped you grow the company? Kasi lahat tayo dumadaan dyan, kahit tinegosyo ko sa Mercato, sometimes the biggest failures are actually your investment sa learning, di ba? On how to improve the business. What was your biggest failure in i-advertise? It actually became your biggest learning to grow.
Ng problema,
yan yung naging solution ninyo. Parang that helped, that failure really helped you grow that business kasi marami kayong natutunan sa failure na yan.
For me, naalala ko pinakamalaking problema ang pinagdaanan ng negosyo namin is the system. May panahon na nangyaring sobrang system. Down na down yung server, sobrang bagal ng server kasi sobrang daming visitors, hindi naging ready yung platform sa dami ng visitors na pupunta sa website. So, kaming tatlo, syempre, hindi naman kami IT, hindi namin alam yung codes na yan. Kaya parang tagal, sobrang tagal nag-stay yung problem na yon, ilang puyat yung nangyari. And ang lesson
yan.
Na...
Up and down.
Correct. Ano to? Kailan to nangyari? Last, yung kakastart ng pandemic, RJ. Ng pandemic, sumabay itong down ng system namin. So, syempre, we have the community na umaasa with our business. So, ang daming naapektuhan. And kami mismo, hindi namin alam yung masyado yung gagawin. And nakaasa kami sa IT. So, syempre, yung for us, yung pinaka-lesson na natutunan dito. Yung system talaga dapat ready sa mas larger market customer kasi yung system namin before ito mangyari, maliit lang yung kinakaya.
Got it. So, ano naman yung punto sa negosyo ninyo? Nakita niyo na parang, "Uy, okay pala to. We're gonna do good or we're going to succeed." What was that one point na parang nakita mo, "Oh, there is a bright spot after all, talagang gagana to"?
Ako, mayroon ako naalala isa. Kasi nung binubuo namin yung system ng iWatch and iAdvertise, meron kami watch room. Doon ina-upload yung mga commercial. And nung sinimulan namin yung iWatch, yung mga nanonood dito, hindi nagka-count yung views sa YouTube. So parang baliwala kasi nasa loob lang to ng system.
That's right.
Sa YouTube. Nung time na nangyari na nanood dito and then nag-reflect sa YouTube yung view, sabi ko, eto na yun. Eto na yung inaantay. Kasi, kumbaga, YouTube, napakalaking social media, daming tao dito. And kapag meron tayong maparaming views dito, and magre-reflect talaga yung accounts dun sa account, matutulungan natin mag-monetize, matutulungan natin sa watch hours. So I think yun yung parang pinakamasayang moment nung na-connect yung video dun sa watchroom namin.
Ikaw naman, Jerome, what was your time na nakita mo parang, okay to, this is really gonna fly?
Yun din, sa likes naman and subscribing. Kasi sobrang nagkaroon kami ng big problem sa pag hindi nagre-reflect yung link ng, let's say, i-share, if a Facebook share, dun sa system. Especially dun sa AdSense din. Hindi namin napapa-AdSense yung isang YouTube channel kahit na marami siyang views. Kung hindi rin nagre-reflect, no? So, ang sarap sa feeling na nagawa namin, na nabuo namin yung system, na yung mga members pwede na. And then, kapag nag-share sila, nag-a-appear na yung kita nila sa wallet.
Wow. Can you just explain very briefly kung paano kumikita yung mga taong nanonood ng mga YouTube or likes on Facebook? How does it translate to money to people who are part of the MLM system ninyo?
Di ba, we have 22 ways of earning. They have different products and services to sell. Ang main services ng iWatch is yung itong i-advertise niya. They need to watch, they need to subscribe, they need to share for them to earn. So, ang nangyayari, meron kaming watch room sa system. Pag kinik nila yung watch room, ang makikita nila doon is mga commercials or may mga options na mag-share sila, mag-subscribe sila. And one by the time na share nila, pinindot nila, and na-upload yun sa Facebook nila, may certain income silang matatanggap.
Who sets up that system for you to make sure na kumikita sila? I'm sure that was a whole system that you also had to build.
Lahat ng community namin, they have account. Meron silang dashboard to monitor their earnings. May kanya-kanya silang platform na chine-check kung ano yung available ads dito, ano yung available na masushare, masusubscribe dito. And once na nag-share sila, nag-pindot, agad-agad yun magre-reflect sa account nila. So pag nakaipon sila ng income, kasi nakakabenta sila ng products and services ng iWatch, once na nakaipon sila ng income, they can cash out.
Okay.
Pwede na
now,
i-cash out.
Who created the dashboard? Is it a proprietary system? Kaya bang gumawa? Or
yes,
you really get the custom software? Kaya nang gumawa?
In-house.
How did you develop that software? Medyo mahirap. I mean, that doesn't sound to be like an easy thing to do.
Correct. Oo. Kumbaga, ito yung sa iWatch, maraming napapatanong paano mo kinerate yung system, paano nangyari, paano yung nakoconnect sa Facebook, paano yung nakoconnect sa YouTube. Kasi kami din mismo, parang may mga times na parang, wow, paano natin to nabuo, paano natin to nagawa. And syempre, a big kudos to our developers. Ayan talaga. Nung nag-start kami sa iWatch, we have 3 developers. Kumbaga, sila yung pinapost namin yung plano. And dalawa sa kanila, fresh grad, isa sa kanila, teacher. And kumbaga bago, and pero parang kami kasi we don't have the full budget para kumuha ng mga international IT yung sobrang magagaling kasi malaki yung monthly niyan, 100 plus kailangan mo i-buy monthly before. Yun yung kaya ang ginawa namin, naganap kami ng mga fresh grads yung kaya ng budget, and then thankfully yung idea na binuo namin, even medyo matagal-tagal sa pagpaplano, sa pagbubuo ng system, unti-unti namang na-create and na-put up yung pinaplano namin sistema.
It doesn't really matter what the content is, di ba? The content just goes through the system, and when it goes through the system, dyan dumadami yung mga views ninyo. Tama ba ako?
Correct. Oo. Anything na gustong ipa-viral, even hindi alam yan, hindi namin alam yan, parang kahit even pangit yung poster, gusto mo lang mapakita to, gusto mo lang mapakalat to, anything.
Ah, okay. So that is if the objective of the person is to be able to get yung objective kasi ninyo is to make money for the people who are using the iWatch, usually yung iWatch system, di ba? So dyan sila kumikita pag they watch. Paano naman kumikita yung mga taong pumapasok, the content creators? How do they make money when they come over to you?
Correct. Kasi di ba, RJ, marami ngayon, maraming potential content creators. Maraming magagaling magsalita, maraming creative na mga Pilipino. Pero ang problema kasi, hindi nila alam paano nila ipopromote yung talento nila. Parang walang naka-back up sa kanila na natatakot sila na ilabas to kasi wala namang susuporta sa akin. So parang simula nung nakikilala nila po unti-unti yung i-advertise, yung mga simpleng Pilipino na parang ang thinking before, hindi namin to kaya kasi wala namang tao. Sino ba naman kami para makilala yung talento namin? And with the help of iAdvertise, syempre yung mga talents nila, for example, marunong sila mag-paint, gusto nila mapakilala yung painting nila. And once na nakilala sila as painter, syempre, they can sell their paints. So parang through their niche na nabibigay namin mga views, mga shares, nabibuild yung credentials nila. Yung, kumbaga yung pagtitignan mo parang yung sockmed nila, magaling to kasi ang daming followers, ang daming nakasuporta. So parang ang nag-give back sa mga content creators, yung mismong kung ano yung business structure na in-offer nila.
Okay. So in other words, if they want to get more advertisers for themselves, or they want more, if the views help them get more people watching them, and it makes money on YouTube, so they make money from YouTube monetization through you. So technically, it's a it's not organic in the sense that when they go through you, it's really through the system that they push through. And biglang nagiging organic after, di ba? Is that right?
Hindi. Organic siya, RJ, kasi hindi siya, ano eh, hindi siya, no, hindi siya bots. Kasi lahat ng nanonood sa okay. Watchroom namin, okay. Lahat ng tao, totoo talaga. Lahat
I see,
Pinoy,
I see.
May mga ibang international, hindi kami ibang lahi, na talagang part ng community. Na totoong tao, organic, hindi bots yung mga nag-share, mga nanonood.
Still thinking of what career is best for you? My name is Pat Soyo. Check out my podcast where we answer questions and debunk job descriptions by interviewing professionals so we can put an end to our career search. This is Job Defined. Available on wherever you listen to your podcast. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Very interesting business model that you've created over here. Rainer and Jerome, I just have a question because you know many times you know the difficulty many people have or the stereotype, di ba? When it comes to MLM, di ba? Open-minded ka ba, di ba? Gusto mo magkape, di ba? Usually, they don't have a good perception usually, or you know, parang this is the perception that in MLM the way that it's making money is that not for me. I'm not saying it's mine. That they usually say, you're it's taking advantage of other people, but then. Help me understand better that what is MLM really about and how is it really just a way of marketing or thinking about marketing?
Hindi kasi natin masisisi yung ano yung thinking ng mga Pilipino with MLM kasi alam naman natin over the past decades, years, ang dami talagang MLM na ang ginawa is magsara kaya ay ngayon nakakasakit na parang bakit nadadamay yung mga maaayos? Diba? Bakit nadadamay yung mga magandang business structure, yung mga totoo? Yun nga, kumbaga, hindi namin hawak yung thinking ng mga Pinoy. Pero our main goal dito sa iWatch is, syempre, parang mabago yung tingin nila sa industriya na to. Kasi yung kinagandahan dito, RG, parang ang thinking kasi ng mga Pinoy, networking, invite ka. Pero ang totoong business structure ng MLM or networking, is to move the products and services ng company. Even wala kang referrals, wala kang invites kung sellable naman yung products and services ng company, bakit hindi ka kikita? And yung kinagandahan sa MLM, we have all the trainings. Hindi, once naging part ka ng committee, hindi ka na ipapabayaan. Meron kami mga trainings, paano mo ito mabibenta ang services na to. May bago kami services, sige, training tayo ulit. Para kumbaga, nagkakaroon ng maraming source of income yung mga nagiging part ng MLM company na to. So, ako din kasi, RJ, before nung nag-start ako sa MLM, ganyan din thinking ko, parang ang imposible sinasabi. Uh-huh. Ang imposible nung sinasabi na ng iba na parang pwedeng kumita ng ganito, habang nasa bahay, kahit student ka pa lang, part-time worker, parang thinking ko nun, parang imposible rin. Pero as time passes by, kapag nasa loob ka kasi ng industriya, makikita mo, ano talaga yung totoong business structure ng MLM? Paano kumikita yung company? Paano kumikita yung distributors and once nakita mo yung kumbaga yung pinaka business structure kumbaga doon mabubuo yung tiwala mo and hopefully no dumating yung panahon na kasi sa ibang bansa sa US parang may mga course pa na network marketing talagang professionals yung mga network marketers sa ibang bansa and hopefully dumating yung time na maging maganda ulit yung paningin ng mga Pilipino sa industriya ng MLM.
During this pandemic, how did your business react, di ba? Because if you're supposed to create more views and more likes, my presumption is that tumaas yung negosyo ninyo because everybody could only stay at home and watch. How did this pandemic treat you? Gumanda ba yung negosyo ninyo as a result or sumama?
Gumanda, grabe. Kasi lahat ng businesses, di ba, nag-convert to online. So yung system namin, perfect. Para sa ganitong panahon na pandemic, no? Kasi lahat sila kailangan nila ng advertising, market system, everything about tech, no? Which is we are tech, no? Actually, before akala namin itong system namin gagana lang siya after 5 years, 10 years from now kasi halos lahat ng Filipino dito sa bansa natin parang hindi sila techy, more on traditional sila mag-business, 'di ba? Which is yun, yung 5 years na tinitignan namin before, hindi namin in-expect na sa 2020 pala, nabubungan na lahat. So actually, yung mga Filipino ngayon, ang kinagandahan na realize nila na yung importance ng online business, yung MLM, no? Actually, sobrang daming negative. Sobrang daming negative ng mga Filipinos about MLM. Pero nung nag-pandemic, karamihan is ang nilapitan is MLM. Doon nila nakita na bakit sila kumikita kahit nasa bahay lang. Ako, paano ngayon walang pasok? So, paano kikita? Ayun din. Isa rin yun sa nagpa-boost ng online business.
Kumbaga kami mismo eh, parang mas tumaas yung ano, yung purpose namin dito sa negosyong ito. Kasi at that time, nag-start yung pandemic, ang daming nawalan ng trabaho. So for us, parang ang view namin, kailangan natin to mas itodo kasi we need to help every Filipinos na mabigyan kahit papaano ng pagkakitaan. So parang yun din yung naging opportunity or way for us para makatulong na makapagbigay ng maraming services and products na pwedeng mabenta ng mga Pilipino.
Got that. Now, moving ahead, no, I really like you know, the sort of innovative thinking that you've brought into how to increase view. This is a very innovative for me, a very innovative way of looking at things. Now, using the system that you developed for iAdvertise, what do you see as the emerging opportunities? Number one, in terms of the product, in terms of what products and services you think are strongly emerging right now as potential winners using the iAdvertise system? And number two, what do you think are other businesses that are right, yung hinugna na pwede ma-disrupt or pwedeng gamitin ng MLM para talagang lumaki at mag-expand? So let's start first muna. Ano yung emerging opportunities sa iAdvertise in terms of product or services?
Isa, RJ, neto lang kasi sa past 2 weeks, I think may bago kaming services sa iAdvertise, which is Facebook Live. Right now, napakaraming streamers. Ang daming mga gamers na nag-stream sa ano sa Facebook, sa YouTube. And once na discover namin, na-create namin tong system na to, parang it's a big opportunity sa mga small streamers na mapakilala naman yung pangalan nila, yung page nila, and also yung mga ibang socmeds kasi nag-start kami YouTube, Facebook, and Google yung mga website leaks. But right now, na-ready na rin yung system for TikTok, Instagram.
Kumu, may Kumu
Twitter.
Na ba?
Wala. Kumu,
Twitter.
Kumu,
na Kumu, wala.
Twitter, meron na rin.
Like
TikTok, meron na. Oh, so, nakaka-excite na, ano, na mas marami pang matulungan na content creators, lalo na mga Pinoy. Yun yung main vision ng iAdvertise. Tayo naman yung makilala. Pinoy naman yung makilala through iAdvertise solutions.
And also having said that, now, what do you see as being what you've learned from MLM, the innovations you've learned from MLM na gamit mo dito sa social media? What do you see are, kung sa labas na social media, what are the other industries which you see you can potentially use the same sort of principles and innovations which you gain from MLM in other industries? Kung may oras ka pang gawin yan, ano gusto mong pasukan sana na iba't industry na pwede mong gamitin itong sistema to?
For me kasi parang ano, parang anything na business in mind ko, basta may MLM community ako, sure ako gagana to. So for me, parang may mga nag-i-interview sa akin before ang tinatanong sa akin, if you will start over again, anong gagawin mo? Ang palagang sinasagot, MLM ulit, and then I will create many businesses and services products para maraming isell yung community na to. So parang, any kasi kahit anong negosyo na isipin mo, basta may community ka to sell, kaya mong mapakilala yung produkto.
Literal, kahit anong industry, no? Kayang-kaya.
Wow! Really great story. And you know, I wish we had more time, Rainer and Jerome, but I was really enlightened by this discussion. Having said that, you guys are a great example na, you know, age doesn't matter when you start a company. It's really your drive, your determination, your hustle, especially ikaw, Jerome, magbibenta ka ng ano, online, kahit ano,
yes.
No, di ba? Online selling.
Cell phone, lahat.
Lahat, MLM ka, even from the age of 15 to 16, 17, yan yung ginagawa mo na, Rainer. What are your advice for young entrepreneurs right nowadays if they want to start the business? What do they need? Anong characteristics, anong kailangan sa puso at sa isip to be successful in their business?
Ang problema kasi with our sa each ano namin, gap namin. Parang ako tulad ko before, ang thinking ko every failure is parang hindi ko na kaya ulit to step up. Parang bumagsak lang ako sa subject na to, hindi na ako gagraduate. Parang malilit na ako. Tapos parang thinking ko before, parang nakikipag-unahan ako. Parang may palagi akong kalaban sa oras. Which is ito yung parang gusto kong mapasa sa lahat ng tao, lalo-lalo na sa mga estudyante, na ang mundong ito, hindi ito unahan. Kumbaga may kanya-kanya tayong timeline. Huwag mong iisipin na nahuli ka na. Huwag mong iisipin na parang may nauuna na sa'yo. Ang importante, ginagawa mo lahat na makakaya mo para maabot mo yung mga pangarap mo. So for me, kumbaga patience, isa yan sa pinanghawakan ko. Kailangan mo ng magbigay ng mahabang pasensya sa ginagawa mo. Don't expect na mabilis yung resulta. So sa lahat ng mga estudyante na nanonood nito, hopefully, or nakikinig nito, hopefully, sana magkaroon kayo ng lakas ng loob na sundin kung ano yung gusto ninyo sa buhay. Kasi marami sa atin na parang nakadepende tayo sa parents natin kung ano yung gusto nila for us. Kasi ang mahirap kung hindi mo naman gusto yung ginagawa mo, ikaw yung magsasuffer in the long run. So habang maaga pa, habang may oras pa, ngayon pa lang piliin mo na yung bagay na gusto mo para sa susunod na mga panahon, masaya ka na parang even ano pa mang ginagawa mo, masaya ka na ito yung napag-aralan mo, ito yung ginagawa mo sa buhay. So ngayon pa lang piliin na natin yung mga bagay na gusto natin and wag natin mamadaliin, no, yung oras. Kasi imagine mag-fail tayo ng 10 years, 32 pa lang tayo. Mag-fail kung 18 ka man ngayon, college student ka, nasa 18 to 23, mag-fail ka man after 10 years, mag-fail ka ng over 15 years, bata ka pa rin. So wag tayong ma-pressure sa oras. You still have time for your dreams. Yan yung pinaka-importante na kailangan ma-put up in mind and heart ng bawat bata na Pilipino.
Thanks so much, Rainer. Ikaw, Jerome, anong gusto mo itagdag? How about what you need to be a good entrepreneur?
For me, ang natutunan ko lang naman is yung lakas ng loob, no, na gawin yung gusto mong endeavor or bagay. Kung nag-start ng isang negosyo, syempre, wala namang maniniwala sa'yo dyan, kundi sarili mo lang din. So, kung ano yung paniniwala mo, sundin mo lang. Kapag once na ini-start mo, huwag ka mag-i-stop. Kung nakaramdam ka ng pagod, huwag kang titigil, huwag ka mag-i-give up. Ituloy mo lang. Kasi dito sa negosyo namin, may mga times din na failure, may mga times na akala namin mawala na, pero nagtuloy-tuloy lang kami. Nagtuloy-tuloy lang hanggang sa hindi namin expect may yung panahon dumating na lang bigla na naging success itong company na to. So, for me, lakasan mo lang loob mo, and yun lang, never give up. Kaya-kaya lahat ng negosyo, makayanan. Yan.
Well, thanks kahit a lot, Jerome and Rainer. Oh, fantastic. Again, thanks so much, Rainer Cadiz and Jerome Operio, for joining us over here on the RJ Ledesma podcast. Special thanks as well to Lee Castillo, the brand director as well, for bringing you over here to the show. Again, thanks so much to everybody for listening here to the RJ Ledesma podcast. And again, if you're enjoying our podcast here so far, I invite all of you to please subscribe to the podcast. Tell all your friends about it. To, Rainer and Rainer and Jerome, please make sure mas marami nakikinig sa podcast ko. Use your powers of social media marketing. Make sure more people listen to RJ Ledesma podcast. You can subscribe to us on Spotify or on Google Podcast. Again, my name is RJ Ledesma. We will see you guys again next week. Maraming salamat. Take care, guys. Stay safe
and
stay healthy.
Thank you, RJ.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.